Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's get more insight into the NFL. He's a friend of the show. I think he's been with us since the early days, 13 years
really?
Ago. Yeah, I think so.
He was 12.
No. He was at least 15. No, he was in college. I think he was there somewhere along the way. Nick Shook from the NFL.com, pride of Kent State, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Nick.
I'm good, and I was in college back then. I'm not that young now. Come on.
No, you were... Maybe I was already working here and I met you in college? That must be where it was.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was in college when 92.3 The Fan became a thing.
That's right.
Yeah, Bubba.
And then you became bigger than us. It's amazing. And smaller, too.
That's debatable.
I don't know. Nick, we love reading your stuff all the time. Yeah, just kind of give me your feel on the Browns right now and, you know, where they are with the quarterback situation. It's kind of mind-blowing with what happened with Deshaun Watson and where they're going with this quarterback room.
Yeah, I mean, I think all signs point to a clear need for a veteran option and to find your successor. And your successor is not a stopgap. Your success is the next young guy. And, oh, by the way, you have the number two overall pick of draft. So I think there are two quarterbacks that are worthy of a first-round pick in this draft, and they're probably – one's going to go off the board probably at number one, so you might as well get ready to take one at number two. It doesn't necessarily seem like this is the class to spend a number two pick on a quarterback, at least from the outside, but sometimes I think you have to do things like that, and it sure feels like that with this team. Instead of trading down, I at least lean toward them selecting their quarterback of the future, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. I think they have to have some sort of stability and plan at the position because they don't have one now. As it pertains to Deshaun Watson, yeah, I wasn't too surprised to hear that he had, suffered another injury to his Achilles, because the way that they've conducted themselves in the last couple of months has been kind of strange. You know, the whole insuring the contract thing was interesting, not unorthodox, but just interesting. The tone that they took when they spoke about him, the fact that, you know, it sounded like the reporting said he would be on the roster in 2025, when it sure felt like when he got hurt that he was never going to play another down for them. And then now that he's hurt again, I think that there's still more to unfold from the quarterback story with Deshaun Watson, with this team, not on the field, but just in you know, what happens from here on out. And I think if you're the Browns, the best thing you can do is try to move to the next stage as quickly as possible. And I think you do that by drafting a quarterback.
All right. If you don't think a quarterback is worthy of the second pick in this draft, but he just happens to be the best quarterback available in the draft when you're picking it too, would you be better off? Is there anybody out there? And you know, we're looking at quarterbacks like crazy, as you might imagine. A guy, let's say, reclamation project, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Kyle Trask. Are there any of these young guys who haven't maybe had it click yet, who you think might be better than Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders? Or is that a waste?
I think Zach Wilson's in the best possible place he could be right now with Sean Payton. I don't feel any sort of positive way about Trey Lance with the Browns, or Trey Lance really anywhere, just from what we've seen from him in his limited preseason action and the start he made in Week 18. Kyle Trask can stay in Tampa for his whole career and make some nice money as a backup. I don't see that being a long-term answer either. I think that what you end up doing is, I think the reclamation thing is a problem, because you got a Sam Darnold situation this year in which he played very well And he also, you know, had two terrible games to finish the year and is going to, you know, be seeking some sort of money out there as well. I just don't think it's very reliable. And, you know, the way that Baker was reclaimed in Tampa had a lot more to do with the fact that he kind of needed to be humbled and needed to make a couple stops elsewhere than, you know, a lack of ability. He showed some ability in that stop in L.A., you know, down toward the end of a lost season for the Rams.
Yeah, short
stop.
The
rest of these guys haven't.
Look, Nick, if you take a quarterback at two, okay, and you don't have Deshaun Watson and you weren't planning on that in the first place, are you throwing is the number two pick in this year's draft of this quarterback class, and you kind of alluded to this, is that a guy that can go out and take their lumps day one and play out an entire season? Or do you need to bring somebody in next year if you think you can win and try to ease somebody in? I'd rather see them do the latter than the first, but are any of these quarterbacks coming out worthy of throwing out their week one and maybe you're going to take your lumps all season?
I always kind of lean against it, to be honest with you, but we've seen in recent years that some guys are built for it. Look at what Jaden Daniels has done. I don't think there's a Jaden Daniels in this class, but I do feel pretty confident in a guy like Cam Ward being able to hand play, you know, a good amount of football in multiple stops. I think that the best thing you can do is the latter situation, though, which is getting a veteran bridge quarterback. And I know of one guy out there who currently makes a lot of money and is going to be a backup in Atlanta next year and has a history with Kevin Stefanski. His name's Kirk Cousins. And that would be an interesting pairing at a cheaper rate to bridge the gap between, you know, the position they're in now and a rookie that they have. But I just think it would be foolish for them to not at least consider taking a quarterback with the number two overall pick when – if there's another team that's a quarterback needy team that's going to be up there, they would take that quarterback, whether it's Sanders or Ward. So I think we should anticipate that being a very real possibility.
Have you looked closely enough yet where you're confident to say which one of those guys you'd prefer?
I think that Sanders might have the higher ceiling overall, but as the guy, I'm less confident in being, you know, somebody who's going to actually make it happen. I feel pretty confident in Cam Ward making it happen. It's just that he may not, you know, reach a stratosphere that I think Shador has an opportunity to reach. Just because you saw him in situations in Miami this year where, you know, he played well in key moments, and then there was other key moments where they lost some games where he kind of melted down. I think the Georgia Tech game was one of those situations. So I don't like to hold that against him. I think he went in there and did his job as a portal quarterback and got them to a place of prominence. And I think he's going to be a solid NFL quarterback. And I think we need to stop, as football fans, need to stop reaching for the stars, because the Browns just swung and missed incredibly bad on Deshaun Watson, trying to just be better than what they were with Baker Mayfield. You know, I think this franchise needs to accept that, look, the generational quarterback may not always be within reach, but somebody who could be very good for a long time might be there if we are willing to take that guy.
Yeah, Nick, I think it's interesting you say that, because I don't want them to take a swing and a miss at two. I want them to draft maybe an edge rusher or something else. Somebody could walk in, you know, within a week and have an impact, and there are just so many edge rushers coming out in this year's draft. So I know we've talked about quarterback. Fix the next priority thing for the Browns. If you're looking at this, especially knowing what they have, five picks in the top 103. So
Yeah, and you know what, I don't mind that at all. And part of that is because if you don't feel good about the quarterback, they do have needs there elsewhere. But I think that the beauty of the NFL and the opposite of the NBA is that the free agency precedes the draft. So you know what you might be able to get before you get to the draft. If they're able to solve the quarterback situation with a bridge and they think it can last them a couple of years and they don't feel good about quarterback in this draft, that's fine. But I do know that this staff in this front office is not coaching and leading this organization with a ton of time because of the way that things ended this year. You know, a lot of people outside of the Cleveland area were kind of surprised that Stefanski and Barry were safe despite winning three games this year. And that pointed to, you know, understanding that a lot of this was based on quarterback and injuries and everything else. I don't think that same patience exists if you go 3-14 again next year. So as nice as it sounds for roster building to add an edge rusher, add a guy to position of need, I don't know if they have quite the luxury to do that.
Nick Shook joining us. And Nick, local guy, Kent Stater, NFL.com, does a great job covering the National Football League for NFL.com. If you're another NFL team, Raiders, maybe Steelers, fill in the blank, teams that need a quarterback, is Sam Darnold high on your list, or are you thinking, can we do better?
You know, 2 weeks ago I would have said he's high. Right now, he had two very big clunkers in the biggest games of the year. He looked, and last night especially, looked like Sam Darnold that we knew in New York and Carolina, and that is alarming because for most of the season it appeared as if he had graduated beyond that. He had kind of matured beyond that stage, and he reverted back to it. So it really does depend on situation. The Raiders already have a Darnold light in Aiden O'Connell on the roster, so I don't think they go and make a big offer toward Darnold to get him to go to Vegas. I think that they're still very keyed on getting Shedeur Sanders and the fact that they won their way out of that position to potentially get him. The Steelers, on the other hand, Russell Wilson is kind of nice for a while, and then you saw his limitations, and Justin Fields you kind of gave up on pretty early in the season unless he was running the ball. So I think anything's on the table for them. They have a lot of questions to answer, and it includes quarterback. I could see them making a play for that, but honestly, one of the more likely scenarios, I think, for Darnold is potentially taking, a raise as a plus backup behind J.J. McCarthy for a year or two, just because of familiarity with Kevin O'Connell and the success he's had there, instead of seeking a big money contract elsewhere that doesn't end up working out.
I'm gonna throw you a tiny curveball here, just a little bit. If you're sitting back and watching Ohio State and Notre Dame next week, how many are there guys that you're watching in that game that could fit? And I think for Browns fans, when you look at Ohio State's defense, 10 of the 11 starters could be in the NFL next year. And I don't think that that's crazy to say that, which is insane. But when you look at the big picture of college football and how these things happen. But so when you I'm sure you're going to watch a game on Monday night. Is there anybody you're looking or keeping your eyes out on, especially defensively for the Browns, that, could pop off the page for Ohio State that could end up here next year?
I think Cody Simons had a phenomenal playoff run with this team and has really, really impressed me and improved his draft stock a lot. I would love to say the same about JTT, but he's never quite taken the step forward that I expected him to take when he had that great game at Penn State a couple of years ago. Sawyer's obviously had a nice playoff run. He had a huge play in that win over Texas, and he's an interesting candidate for them as well. But, I know he's kind of a stand-up edge rusher guy, and I don't know if that necessarily fits the way the Browns draft. So we'll see. The guys that I would like the Browns to consider most from Ohio State are not draft eligible, and that's Caleb Downs and Jeremiah Smith. But I do think that you have to consider some sort of depth option at running back, especially considering all the guys they ran through this season. And so I'd keep an eye on Henderson and Judkins, not as a first round pick, but guys that you consider, as a day two pick for sure.
Who excites you for offensive coordinator with the Browns? There you go. That's what I thought.
Look, if Kevin Stefanski is your play caller, it should not matter that often. It really should not matter that much with, if he's going to return to calling plays, which I think he's done a solid job of, say, from when he got a little cute a couple of years ago, which he has a tendency to do, I don't think your offensive coordinator should matter much. I didn't like the Dorsey hire when it happened, and to see him get fired after a year was not a big surprise to me. But I don't really have a favorite out there because the coordinators that you end up hearing about are guys that are candidates for head coaching jobs. So I would love to see the Browns, kind of be savvy like the Bills were when they went and added Joe Brady to their staff ahead of time, knowing that he was a smart guy and had just been in a bad situation in Carolina. But I don't have any favorites for them replacing him right now because ultimately, if Stefanski's calling the plays, it doesn't matter that much to me.
Nick, real quick, last question. Who do you like in the NFL right now, left in the playoffs?
I feel good about the Eagles. I know that their game over, their win over the Packers wasn't super impressive, but that defense can beat anybody. And so I feel very good about them in the NFC right now. Obviously, the Lions, they're in the conversation. On the AFC side, Ravens. I hate to say it. It's the Ravens look like the best team in the AFC right now by a significant margin.
Fair enough. Thank you, Nick. We're reading you all the time at NFL.com, and we're super proud of the path you've taken to stardom that you have. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I always love being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, Nick Shook, nice enough to join us from the NFL.com or NFL.com on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.